We have a guest joining us. Viraf Kapadia is his name. And Mr. Kapadia is chairman and CEO of Star Navigation of Toronto, makers of a new satellite-delivered onboard aircraft safety monitoring system. This new Canadian invention is literally starting to take off around the world. So, Mr. Kapadia, first and foremost, good morning to you, and talk to us a little bit about Star Navigation and this new system.
Good morning, Sterling. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir, and I suppose congratulations are in order, as very recently Star Navigation has begun installing the world's first in-flight safety monitoring system, a Canadian invention that represents a real step forward in air travel safety. Viraf, tell us about ISMS, please.
Okay. As I said earlier on the show last year, ISMS is the in-flight safety monitoring system, patented already in the United Kingdom and Hong Kong. Very soon we should be getting our Australian patent. And on top of everything else, it is now in the stage where it's being installed, and we're waiting for licenses on aeromobile licenses from the governments and various authorities to get this thing ticking.
Now, it really must be quite the bureaucratic maze you have to get through in order to do this, because not only do you have to convince individual global air carriers that this system is worth the investment and all the rest of it, but then because it's satellite delivered and so on, and because air travel and air traffic is controlled by governments, by national governments, you've got to deal with the bureaucracy of governments as well. What a headache that must be.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Sterling. I mean, those are small headaches compared to starting a new product, which is absolutely new. It's like inventing a new car, which probably works on two wheels or something. You'll go through rigmaroles of getting certifications, people buying into it, product more or less acceptance in the market, which we have now. And the best thing was we had a great showing at the Dubai Air Show, and that was in December.
Mm-hmm.
And we signed a couple of one contract and an MOU, and hopefully we'll be installing on that one very shortly as well.
What's an MOU?
Memorandum of Understanding.
Oh, I see.
With
okay.
A major Arabian carrier.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, now all of this is basically a very, very high-tech, ultra-sophisticated troubleshooting system, isn't it? I'm putting this into very simplistic layman's language, so at this early hour of the day, even I can understand what we're talking about here, Viraf, but that's essentially what it is, that you've got a tracking system that monitors all the systems on board any aircraft and is ahead of even the aircraft's onboard monitoring, and particularly the pilots.
That is correct, because what we do is we actually hunt for differences. We are absolutely proactive rather than reactive with the current systems. We can actually predict using our predictor module on what might happen subject to the parameters that are being monitored constantly.
All right, and the monitoring, is there a central international monitoring site, or are those arrangements made for monitoring locations depending on where the system is purchased and installed?
Not really. It could be monitored at our Star offices and our undisclosed location. And also, if the operator wants to, we could actually set up nothing but a basic server on a SQL base, and they could actually monitor their own based. I mean, this is using our sophisticated software.
Okay. Now, are there any Canadian carriers currently on board with Star Navigation?
Well, I hope they're listening, CEOs of Air Canada and others, who I can get them to look at our system, because, yes, we are one of the new kids on the block, but we are the best, and we also have patents. So I hope someone is listening and they can talk to their carriers. We are talking to Americans, Canadians, but we need sort of market acceptance in North America soon, I hope.
All right. Well, you're talking in Calgary this morning, which is headquarters of WestJet, among others, Viraf. Let's hope they're listening.
Perhaps. So some WestJet employees are listening to this, and they could actually go to our website, www.star-navigation.com. And if Air Canada guys are listening, we've been talking to you guys. We have even met with you guys. So let's see if we can put this great Canadian product on our Canadian airlines.
All right, Viraf Kapadia, thank you so much for joining us again. Congratulations on this wonderful new revolutionary Canadian-made technology, and the very best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, Sterling, and there will be a couple of press releases coming out soon, I hope.
We'll watch for them.
Thank you.
Viraf Kapadia, CEO and chairman of star-navigation.com. If you want to find out more about them, that's their web address.